Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now we are very pleased to have joining us here in the business of golf, Director of Instruction out at Arrowhead Golf Club. He has spent time as a golf pro at Bandon Dunes. He has spent time at Oswego Lake Country Club, Ross Kukula. Good morning, Ross. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I know one of the PGA Hope is part of the PGA Reach, their charitable foundation, Hope Standing for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere, a flagship program working with PGA pros all across the country, including here in the Northwest, using golf as a form of frankly, therapy, physical and mental therapy for those veterans and active military. Explain a little bit about the program and why it was something you decided you wanted to get involved with and start hosting clinics.
Yeah, you know, from a details standpoint, so there's me and there's Rob Gibbons, our retired head professional out here. And me and him run a program where we have 10 vets and or active duty military. We'll run 6 to 8 week semesters where we meet weekly for 90 minutes or 2 hours. And we go over skill sets and help the golfers learn how to play golf. It's kind of a mixture of golfers that have experience, some that are starting brand new. And at the end of the day, like you just said, it is a form of therapy. I don't know about you, Jason, but personally, that's what golf is for me. So I think the best thing I can do for anybody ever is just to give them that form of therapy. And a few of these golfers now, they're picking up golf for the first time. I've gotten them golf clubs, sets of clubs. And I've got some of the ladies asking to join some of my further ladies programs. And like you said, it's about giving them an outlet for therapy and getting away from the daily stresses. That's all we can really do with golf. And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and obviously, veterans, active military, dealing with different sorts of stresses in their lives than average civilians. And so was there any special training you and other PGA pros needed to go through and complete in order to work directly? Because you are associated with the Department of Veterans Affairs. So there's a referral process. We'll talk a little bit about that later. But how much background was provided for you in specifically dealing with veterans and their particular issues?
Yeah, we go through a training where at the end of the day, we're there to learn a lot about, you know, different types of PTSD and what they could be going through. And also the physical limitations that a golfer could have. And so, you know, we go through a day where we're trying to hit golf balls with clubs modeled for somebody that might only have one arm, or we're trying to hit golf balls where we might have one leg, and using blinders on and going through pretty much every scenario that we could face and just learning how to adapt to those situations. And at the end of the day, we've also got our, you know, our PGA background, and we've been coaching for a very long time. And so we're able to adapt on the fly to very common situations. But at the end of the day, you know, my group of golfers, they're just a great group. We don't have any golfers living with disabilities in my groups, and it's been a ton of fun. But yeah, it's a great training. You go through it, and then you're able to run a PGA Hope program after you're done.
And then I just, you know, for some of us that want to be good, I mean, the game can be so frustrating in and of itself, trying to get to the next level, lower your handicap, go from double digits to single digits, all of those sorts of things. Is it, though, how do you then turn it around and use it as therapy for somebody that's dealing with, you know, PTSD or something like that? How does the game of golf translate to you know, the specific needs of trying to find a way for military veterans to get re-assimilated to civilian life.
Yeah, I think just like with anything, you have to make it sustainable and progressible. So, you know, if I took a brand new golfer and just threw him on the first tee box at Arrowhead, and it's a 500-yard par five with trees on both sides, hitting over a river on the way there, like, it's so overwhelming that it will be frustrating, and it might not be therapeutic, even though you're outside in a beautiful environment. And so just finding ways to make progress, no matter how small you need to start to do it, I think is the key for any new golfer, let alone the vets and active duty members in this program. My favorite way of doing that is having people play shortened golf courses with the same target score of, you know, 36 is par, but hey, let's do it from 25 yards first, and then let's do it from 50 yards, and then let's do it from 100 yards, and we can progress our way back so the golf doesn't seem so overwhelming and frustrating along the way.
And obviously great advice for anybody trying to better themselves or get introduced to the game for the first time. And you mentioned Operation 36, I believe, a program that has been around for a little while. For people that are interested in directing a veteran to the program, or veterans out there that would like to get involved, what's the best way for them? Because it is a 6 to 8 week curriculum. It's not just a one weekend or a one day sort of thing. So it's nice that they've got some regular interaction and checking in and developing through it to really get acclimated and comfortable with it. Is there a referral program or a sponsorship program, maybe, if somebody wants to sponsor a veteran to get out there and take advantage of it?
Well, so that's maybe the best thing, is that it's 100% free for anybody who joins. I will supply golf clubs, I will supply golf clothes, I will get you shoes, I will get you balls, tees, gloves, I will get you every piece that you could ever need. So nobody's ever going to spend a dollar upon the program. They're going to get to play our golf course, use our facilities. And on top of that, to find your program near you, the best thing I think is to go on to PGA.coach, which is a website that you can use to find your local PGA instructors. But PGA.coach will have a bunch of references towards PGA Hope programs. And I'm pretty sure at this moment, like, if you look up PGA.hope and you looked up the Arrowhead program in Malala, it probably won't come up. And that's just because the fall session is actually full already. And so when they fill up, the registration comes off. So even though there may be programs around you, you might not see it there. But I think you can reach out to the VA also, and they'll supply you with that information. And locally, for right now, the only clubs that are doing this are Arrowhead, which is mine, and then over at Meriwether National, Mark Keating is running a program for 25 people, as to where mine only has space for 10 right now. So you can always reach out to those clubs and talk to that professional and try to join the wait list for those programs if they are already full. There's also one down in Medford at Stone Ridge.
Fantastic. If people were interested maybe at their club trying to get started, what's can they suggest or ask? How would they go about maybe suggesting another program start up?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the PGA Hope program, it's really common on the East Coast right now. There's a lot of programs over there. And Ryan Young up in Tacoma at Chambers Bay was kind of the first person to ambassador this program, and he's been running it for a while now. And so between Ryan and the three locations now in Oregon, I'm pretty sure we're the only four. And so it's still a relatively new concept for the PGA professionals in the Pacific Northwest. It's going to start to take off. I can see that as clear as day. But right now, if a local pro is looking to do that, you can reach out to, you reach out to me and I'll point you in the right direction. Reach out to Ryan Young up at Chambers Bay, and we'll gladly have conversations with you on how to do it. And then we can put you in contact with the ambassadors that will help set up your program. And it is unbelievably simple. And then at the back end, it's unbelievably rewarding for both us and the veterans.
Ross Kukula is our guest, director of instruction out at Arrowhead Golf Club out in Malala. Talk a little bit about the club itself. How have you guys survived? I mean, you've had a fair amount of spring snow out in that neck of the woods. How has the course survived? What's been the biggest issue for your superintendents to keep things playable? And now that it's going to dry up, get the course ready to go.
It has been so rainy. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we all know as golfers, I don't think I've played a sunny round since September. So, I mean, just dealing with the constant downpour, I think everybody's dealing with that. And getting the mowers in the rough has been tough because it's just so thick in there and so wet. And so I feel like as a golfer, it's been that thick, rough playing and the ball's not rolling anywhere. And Jason, I just want to see my 3-iron roll more than a foot. That's all I want.
Well, I was at one of your former courses, Oswego Lake, on Thursday, and it was as wet as could be. They had the greens, though, in great shape. They were still rolling out. But, yeah, if you did not put it in the fairway, we haven't seen a lot of mowers out there in the rough. For players that look, and it's still going to be a little drippy here before we get it going, what's the biggest thing to remember if you're going to go out and either play or practice in the rain? To keep yourself from just becoming totally frustrated with the situation?
Yeah. You know, I think it was Jack Nicklaus that said, when it starts raining, you can count out about 50% of the field. So in one retrospect, it's like the mental process has to be there. You know, just because it's raining doesn't mean you have to start playing bad golf. Jared Lambert said it last week, actually, one of the most important things, you've got to keep your hands warm and dry. Like, I always have my umbrella out, and I'll clip 3 or 4 of my gloves up under the umbrella with a towel so I can keep those things dry, and then put some heaters and some little hand warmers into my mitts. And those things have got to stay dry. If you lose your hands, you're going to lose your feel. And if you lose your feel, you're going to lose your game. And then it's not as fun when you're that cold. So staying as dry as possible, and then mentally you got to stick with it and accept it as a challenge. I mean, I grew up on the Washington coast over in Long Beach, Washington, surfside golf course. And if you didn't play in the rain, you didn't play golf. And that's just how it was. So,
no question. How do people interested in your instruction? I know you you had some summer camps that you did for out at Surfside there. If people are interested in getting your perspective on things, your instruction, your unique approach, how do they go about that?
Yeah, I can always. I've got a website. If you just Google my name, Ralph Sekula Golf, it should come up on Google or whatnot. But find me on Instagram, same thing, Ralph Sekula, KUKULA, and Arrowhead website. You can find me on there. You can reach out to me directly, and I can let you know what I got. A large ladies academy, a large junior academy, and expanding those junior academies outwards. We just opened one up with the help of Jared Lambert. Actually, I'm your guest again. I don't mean to keep plugging Jared, but hey, if you're listening, Jared, there you go. We just opened up another one with Jared over at Astoria Country Club, and that's going awesome. So love working with the juniors. Awesome ladies program, and the vets have been an awesome complement to what we do here at Arrowhead.
Well, fantastic. Again, it's PGA Hope. Just Google that, and that'll take you to links to find out about the program. You can go to golfarrowhead.com specifically to find out about the program there with Ross. Ross Kukula, Director of Instruction there. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes for us this morning. Looks like drier days are ahead, so you'll start to get that 3-iron to roll out to 275, where I know you're striping it. And we will look forward to that and catch up with you later on down in the summer.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.